Some farmers need expensive, high-tech equipment to harvest their crops. This crop requires a very low-tech method of harvest, but it does help if you aren't afraid of heights. The unique crop is today's feature on the American Countryside.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company, proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
You've heard me talking about our American Countryside trip to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. And you can still get great pricing on the adventure that includes Rome, Florence, and Venice. We'll see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills, and sprawling vineyards, and much more. Just click the link at AmericanCountryside.com for details, or give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. You can still get great pricing, so don't wait. Join us today. Giant pumpkin growers might allow just one gourd to grow on a vine in order to increase its size. David Faulkner says it's kind of the same principle when it comes to growing dates, except you have to climb high into a palm tree to do the work.
They have about 100 strands of dates per bunch, and we cut them down to about 35. After the dates get a little bigger than a pea, we'll start thinning them and only leave about 12 dates where there would normally be about 40.
The dates will not ripen at the same time, so David may have to get to the top of each tree three or four times for harvest.
I use a 30-foot forklift, and then I have a 6-foot and a 10-foot extension, so I can get up to about a 50-foot tree.
Although David's trees are already quite tall, you can get production from the youngest of date palms.
Starting when the trees are just a foot off the ground, they'll start having dates, and then they keep going. They'd be 60, 70 feet tall and still keep producing dates.
The palms will produce well over 100 years of age. Harvest begins in late July and does not conclude until the end of October. David is a specialty grower, raising varieties of dates that may be difficult to find anywhere else.
I have medjools, which is what most people have, and then I have Kedrawis, Halawis, Castawis, Zahedis, Deglets, Black Sphinx, Barhis.
David's 2.5 acres of date palms keeps him plenty busy, and he can earn good money from that size of operation.
There's a lot of people that just have a few acres, and then you have your big growers that have more than 1,000 acres. They have to have hundreds and hundreds of people working for them.
The arid climate of southern Arizona and California make it one of the few places able to raise dates in this nation. Traveling the countryside in Yuma, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCrae.